connected by a river. And we also live on a place where there are sometimes earthquakes, and we know what it feels like when there are earthquakes. At the time that Jesus was speaking, the area that he lived in, there really were only a few flat places. And you know how much easier it is to build in a flat place. But the flat places were delta lands, and the rivers were not controlled. And when the rains came, there were flash floods that swept everything away. It wasn't just that things got a little soggy. So as a carpenter, he knew well what happens when you build your house on a sandy land. The story, though, follows the Sermon on the Mount, and it directly follows that. In particular, it follows the Golden Rule. The Golden Rule is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do to others what you would want them to do to you. It's a positive spin on something much more ancient, most famously recorded by Rabbi Hillel, who said that if you didn't understand the law, the Torah, you could understand it in this way: what you don't like to have done to you, don't do it to others. Jesus puts a positive spin on it because it asks you to do more than resist from evil. It asks you to actively do good. And that in this, you build a community and a society, you build the kingdom of God. At the same time he was speaking, King Herod was building a great city, Tiberias, named after, of course, Tiberius, the emperor. And it was built on dubious land. Now, I'd like to be able to tell you, because it would make a great story, that the whole place collapsed, but that's not true. You can still find remnants of it there. But what it was undermining was the traditions of a society. It was built based on Roman favor, not on Jewish tradition. So the people he was speaking to had all of that in their minds. As he says, do what I have told you. There are also theologians who think that in the other versions of this story in Luke and Matthew, that he was drawing a direct comparison with a plumb line. You may have heard that story. The plumb line, the weighted line that hangs to tell you if something is straight. That line between heaven and earth, between God and humanity. But that he was also creating another line. He was creating a line between humans and humans, between one and the other. Creating the structure of a house, but something else that we might recognize. Do what I have told you. You have little pieces of paper. You have little boards. Some of you might have little windows, and you might have little doors. And you can write on those things out of which, metaphorically, you might build your house. Those we're going to collect from you during the offering. We also have this. This isn't for us. This is for you. You don't have to worry what you write there. You can write what you need to write, what you want to say. You can ignore it. You can color on it. You can draw pictures. But I'm going to give you some time to do that. Miri,